It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, March 8th, 2009.
Only FDC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ, and I've got my life to live. I transmit our song, they say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, you scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Danisgild, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all areas of pirate radio. We have a ton of pirate radio news stories for you this week, and some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged here in North America per the Free Radio Weekly. We have a few off-air recordings this week. Actually, we may shorten that up just a bit just to get through all the great news stuff we have for you this week. We're going to close it up with some closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
All right. Hey, how's everybody doing this week? Been another busy week around here at the Pirates Week Studios. Been making a lot of new contacts and a bunch of new listeners. And if you're new, hey, I'm glad you found us here at the Pirates Week podcast. If you found us at the Pirates Week homepage at piratesweek.info, or maybe iTunes or MySpace, Twitter, or even heard us on WBCQ's Area 51 on 5110 kilohertz Sunday night, or one of the many LPFM or free radio stations that carry us here in North America and around the world. Welcome to you all. Hey, talking about Twitter, there's been a rage about Twitter these days, and wow, I can tell you it is powerful. I've had a few followers, and you know, I post when pirate news stories hit the news stream or when I hear pirate radio stations on air. But when I started adding the tag Pirate Radio to the tweets, you know, like MAC is on, or MAC Pirate Radio is on air now, all of a sudden people started finding me and started finding the show. And it just kind of goes to show you that Twitter is now the new search tool, and people are searching Twitter for pirate radio information. I can see that in the stuff I've been posting in the last week or two, and I can see a lot of new people are following the show. And talking about new stations carrying the program, I've been adding a station or two a week now for the last several weeks. And like I said, I think a lot of that is due to Twitter. I'd like to welcome the listeners of KPR 88.1 FM, somewhere in the foothills west of Denver here in the United States. That's Denver, Colorado, airing the Pirates Week every Monday morning. And that's great. And hey, good luck with the station upgrades that you're planning on. And also like to say hello to the dude and his listeners on 104.3 FM, another free radio station somewhere out there in the ether that's now airing the Pirates Week. All these great stations airing the show, we need to start getting promos or maybe some station IDs for them. It'd be cool to start hearing the flavor of the broadcasters that are airing the Pirates Week. If your station is airing the Pirates Week, hey, send me an ID. I'd like to start playing them in the next few weeks. Hey, if your station's playing the Pirates Week, send me an ID and we'll slap it here somewhere in the show. That would be cool to hear. Okay, like I said in the beginning there, we have a very full show. We got a lot of news stories to cover, so hey, let's kick it. Let's get into Pirates in the News.
Pirates in the News.
Well, with the upcoming film, The Boat That Rocked, there is a definite increase of news stories coming out of Great Britain. The BBC interviewed some FM pirates in the UK to get their perspective on pirate radio, and this is an excerpt of the accompanying video. I'll have links, of course, in the show notes. Take a listen to this from the BBC.
Lady Dawn as well. Winning the battle over the car, wicked stuff. I know your place, sir.
Got an opportunity to play on a pirate radio station, and I've been on one ever since. It's my love for music, and just mixing, DJing, I love it.
Obviously, pirate radio is illegal. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's illegal, but you know, I mean, I feel like I'm doing a purpose. You know, I'm playing for the listeners. You know, then you know they appreciate what I do, and I appreciate playing for them. And I mean, I don't really look at it as illegal. You know, it doesn't feel like it's illegal, but.
Okay, next one. One of my new cuts, and I do love this one. Send this out to the studio crew. I'm really feeling the dance right now. It is supreme dance.
One of the things that Ofcom say is that pirate radio stations interfere with commercial radio stations or interfere with the emergency services. Is that true?
I mean, I've never had any recollection of that. You know, to be a I don't think, you know, obviously some stations out there are, you know, near to, you know, legal stations than that, but, you know, we don't affect any legal stations, and it just feels good. I'm playing my music, doing what I love doing.
Obviously these days, now with the internet, many stations are streaming online. Is this something that your station would do? And obviously if you did do that, you could then shut down the VHF stuff and be completely legal.
I hear what you're saying, but you know, like radio is a major part of my life. You know, I love my radio, the FM, that everything that comes with it. You know, I mean, people can listen to it in their cars, they can drive around. You know, in busy periods. You know, it's great. You know, I mean, you can always have a radio near you. You know what I'm saying? And with the internet now, you know, it's, sometimes you can't get the access to listen to when you want and how you want. You know, and when with radio, you can be on the move.
And what does pirate radio actually bring to the community?
I think it brings, you know, like a togetherness, really. You know, people, you know, different counties, different areas, all coming together, and listening to the radio, and it's good. You know, it keeps people out of trouble in the day if they're in there with their mates, and they're listening to the radio, and you know they're enjoying the music. It you know, it makes people happy. Music makes people happy. That's what music's about.
Like I said, that audio came from a video from the BBC. I'll have links in the show notes. The next clip we have is thanks to Julie Down Under. She's in Australia, and she sent along this next link. She sent a heads up on a story from the BBC News Pod about UK pirates and the stepped-up enforcement against them. Again, I think with the upcoming movie and the interest it is garnering, pirate radio is coming on the radar of the general public again, and the corresponding increase of law enforcement is occurring. Take a listen to this from the BBC.
Now, pirate radio stations are as old as radio itself, but at the moment are causing the authorities in London a bit of a headache, mostly because they don't have licences to transmit and get in the way of 999 calls. Fans say they can often be better than regular broadcasters, but Ofcom says some of the pirate stations are acting as a front for criminals. Raids on their premises have gone up recently. Ben Ando reports.
Hands up, my friend. Hands up, I can see.
The moment the music died. In Tottenham, North London, police officers and investigators from the broadcasting regulator Ofcom are raiding what they believe is a pirate radio station.
We've got a warrant to search his premises. Right. Yeah, because we believe it's acts as an illegal radio station, right?
In the offices, four men are arrested. Another is in a cramped studio fabricated from sheets of DIY store wood and covered in old carpet in an effort to help with soundproofing. On air, they call themselves names like DJ Dapper and the Gangster Kid. Officers seize mobile phones, CDs and large quantities of cash. The pirate broadcasters sell advertising and charge DJs a fee to appear on air. Around the studio, there are strict signs, no pay, no play. But increasingly there are concerns that the pirates are no longer well-meaning enthusiasts serving the community and giving city youth a voice, but instead linked to crime. Some suggest that playing certain songs can be a code for drug dealing, or that stations are set up by gangs to publicise highly lucrative, illegal raves and parties. As Ofcom's Paul Mercer explains, they can also interfere with the vital communications of the fire brigade or air traffic control.
Last year we received 41 complaints from emergency services, and on each occasion Ofcom staff were called to take action against those pirate radio stations to remove their interference.
Pirate radio is an urban phenomenon. Ofcom estimates that there are around 160 stations across the UK, of which the majority are in London. The regulator carried out 707 raids in 2007 and 881 last year. The raids have a 100% conviction rate.
Sounds of Supreme Dance, 961 FM. In London.
On the other side of the river in South London, Supreme FM is broadcasting illegally. DJ Paul says he's been doing this since he was 14 and believes he's offering a community service. Music producer Ray Gambino agrees that the pirate stations speak with a voice that mainstream broadcasters cannot.
They talk about issues that legit stations can't talk about. Do you know what I mean? They also reach out to the people within the community. They bring people together. You get a sense of warmth. Especially if it's a station that you listen to constantly. I think it definitely brings people together.
I'm just going to put you in cross, mate.
Back in Tottenham, the gang in the studio are taken away for questioning. They'll be bailed pending further inquiries. Inside the makeshift studio, all is quiet, though the fader is still up. For now, Ofcom have pulled the plug. But they know that within days, possibly even hours, the illegal broadcasters will almost certainly be back on the air.
Well, on that note, we have another pirate radio bust in the UK. And like I said, with the impending release of The Boat That Rocked, the movie coming out about the pirate radio ships in the UK, enforcement is really on an uptick. Well, six people were arrested following a joint operation from Ofcom and the police to shut down an illegal pirate radio station. Energy FM was broadcasting unlicensed, unregulated programs aimed at London's Caribbean community 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Authorities said that last year the regulator received 41 complaints from the emergency services about this and was asked to remove the interference. Pirate signals also affected the national air traffic services. Ben Ando from the BBC added that there were fears that certain songs on some pirate radio stations may provide code for drug deals, while some stations publicize lucrative illegal raids and parties. And, well, you know, the air traffic control interference, I believe, is a bit of a hoax, as well as the drug connection, at least for most pirate radio stations. Here in the United States, just this last week, Florida shut down a pirate radio station over drugs and gangs. This is from the Orlando Sentinel. A pirate radio station broadcasting from South Orlando that officials say announced information on criminal gangs and promoted where to buy drugs was shut down last night. That would have been Friday night, just a couple days ago. Two men were arrested. The pirate radio station, dubbed Street Heat, broadcasted live advertisements referencing gangs, promoted where to buy illegal narcotics and solicit prostitution, and offered gang-related advice such as how to fold a flag or bandana, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. A two-week investigation by the Sheriff's Office Gang Unit and the Federal Communications Commission found that the radio signals were emanating from an antenna mounted in a tree behind a residence in Orlando. The FCC investigators found a cable from the antenna and traced it to a window on the northeast side of a home. FCC records show no licenses were issued for the operation of a broadcast station at that residence. An Orange County SWAT team executed a search warrant at the home just before 9 p.m. Friday night, and two men were arrested and charged with unauthorized transmissions and possession of cannabis and intent to deliver the cannabis. That's a marijuana for you people. Roth was identified as a DJ for the pirate radio station, which was operating out of his bedroom. Further news reports stated that the radio show covered where to buy drugs, where to buy prostitutes, and what gang to be a member of, and was broadcasting on the radio dial at 91.3 FM. AM. And that's from the Orlando Sentinel, along with about 30 other news stories that came across my web stream. That was a Friday night, the big bust down there of Street Heat, the pirate radio station in Orlando, Florida. And lastly, here in the United States, Granite Falls, North Carolina, homegrown radio, broadcasting on 104.5 in and around Granite Falls, North Carolina, went off air Monday because of a licensing disagreement with the Federal Communications Commission. Ed Jolly, the programming director of homegrown radio, was saying that an FCC agent came to the station Friday and advised him to stop broadcasting or he could face a $10,000 daily fine. Jolly is careful not to claim the station had a FCC license, but he doesn't like the term pirate radio. He goes on to say, how can a faith-based station be a pirate? That's right, this is a faith-based station, community LPFM station, it sounds like, with no license. An FCC spokeswoman said that the Granite Falls has only one licensed station, WYCV, a gospel station, and the FCC would not confirm or deny shutting down 104.5 or advising the station to stop broadcasting. Jolly said Homegrown Radio, which he calls a nonprofit, non-commercial station, would go back on the air with the help of investors and the area's faith community. It will remain a low-power FM station, Jolly says. That's Granite Falls, North Carolina, where the FCC comes in and shuts down a community station because of a lack of a license. Well, taking a quick look around the blogosphere, I was over on Shortwave Central, and Blue Star Radio was slated for a Sunday broadcast. I don't know if actually, probably by the time you hear this, they're going to be off air. But the today, actually right now, from 1300 to 1400 UTC on 6140, Blue Star Radio is slated to be on air. And also, WR International is on air again, 1100 GMT on 12257 kilohertz. That's 12257, 12257 kilohertz. Also broadcasting on Shoutcast. The transmitter will be 100,000 watts, and they will be using a non-directional quadrant antenna. WR International is Europe's nostalgia station, on air every Sunday on 12256 kilohertz.
WR International, where shortwave radio is simply wonderful.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Wow, 17 minutes. Okay, let's take a quick look around the internet for some relevant forum postings, starting off with the Free Radio Network, frn.net/vines. Beans posted hearing something strange on 6955. It sounded like laughing, and then someone saying door or war, and then laughing, and then he could swear there was something else in the background, like talking. He heard this Saturday night and Sunday night, and then again on Tuesday night around 2200 UTC, and then later around 0000 UTC. Signal was in AM, but not very strong, and Mosby heard it also, and Cosmic Debris got a little recorded bit of audio. Isle Snopes remind us all of the Yosemite Sam station last year, and this could be another Yosemite Sam type station. 140 posts and counting on the Winterfest thread. I don't think I could even explain, let alone cover all that's going on in this little mind-twisting stream of hallucinogenic-inspired thoughts, but it is damn funny. And Radio Iowa City has revived the audio exchange area to post about Rivendell. It's a program for automating station content. Looks really interesting. You can take a look at it at www.rivendellaudio.org. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 682, March 7th, 2009, covering free radio activity from the 28th of February to March 6th, and edited by me. Stations being heard this last week are MAC Radio, Mystery Radio, a Paul Harvey tribute station, Radio Azteca, Radio Free Speech, Psycho Radio, Voice of Chaos, WBNYWEAK, Wee Monkey Radio, WNKR, and WTCR, all pirate radio stations being heard here in North America. And QSLs being received this last week include the stations of Voice of Chaos, K-A-O-S, sent out QSLs to Harold Froge. Harold says that this may not be the same K-A-O-S or Radio Chaos International from the early to mid-90s, but he did get a QSL with a picture of a sinister-looking dude. And also KAOS sent out QSLs to LC. He says he had two very creative EQSLs, one from the Voice of Chaos from the 3309 broadcast, and one from Week Radio, WEAK, from their March 4th broadcast. On the FRN, Sea Lord and Bram Stroker also reported getting KAOS QSLs also. I also received a WEAK Week Radio EQSL for their March 4th, 2009 broadcast featuring a mock popular electronics magazine cover. Sea Lord, LC International, Lex, The Web, all reporting WEAK Week Radio QSLs this last week.
The weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, let's do three very quick off-air recordings this week. First ones up are emailed in by Scott from Oklahoma. This is Psycho Radio on the 4th of March, around 0100 UTC, 6925 upper sideband, SIO 2222. Hear lots of weird noises, bugle calls, and a tune which sounded like Howdy Cracker. Also a clear ID of Psycho Radio. This is Psycho Radio, as heard in Oklahoma, sent in by Scott. Take a listen to this. Got another one here from Scott down in Oklahoma. This station has been heard by a number of DXers. I actually played a clip of this 2 weeks ago, and this time we have a little bit clearer ID. This is only being referred to as the Whispery Jazz Station. Scott caught him on the 4th of March around 0200 UTC, 0300 UTC, 6925 upper sideband. This is the Whispery ID. Take a listen to this. This is cool. Thank you. Okay, let's get one last one in here. I recorded this one on the PCR-1000 with the big dipole antenna. MAC shortwave, 6925 AM on the 7th of March, 2230 UTC. Had a very good SINPO, almost all fours, with Ultraman at the mic, and then actually a little bit later, Paul Starr came on. But this is the Ultraman, and actually this broadcast was heard all the way to France. Marcel was reporting on the FRN that he caught this broadcast also. So take a listen to the international MAC.
That was Scare Boy here on the Ultraman Show. Over MAC shortwave. For a second, I thought of Paul Starr. That idiot. Okay, what we're going to have a question. Now, we're reviewing JAS, short for James Attack Squad. Now, we're going to do a game.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio?
Wow, lots of stuff we covered this week. Lots of new stations carrying the Pirates Week. KPR 88.1 in Colorado and The Dude on 104.3 FM now carrying the Pirates Week. And hey, again, I want to throw it out there. If your station is carrying the Pirates Week, email me an ID or a stinger. I'd like to share the flavor of all the stations that carry the show over the next couple weeks. I think that would be really interesting to all the listeners out there. It is going to continue to be an interesting couple of weeks. I can really see a giant uptick in news stories coming out of the UK on pirate radio, and this has to be due with the impending release of the movie The Boat That Rocked, and there has been a corresponding uptick of enforcement over there, and that could also be coming to North America, the uptick of enforcement. If the movie has really good reviews over here, something the unlicensed operators may want to think about. If the Boat That Rocked gets good reviews over here, there will probably be an uptick in enforcement here in North America as well. Culpsville. Wow, Culpsville is coming this weekend. I won't be there this year, but I do plan on being there next year. No time to go into all what's going on in Culpsville this year, but there is a lot of good forums to catch, as well as WBCQ's Area 51 contingent. There will be a lot of pirate radio activity at the Shortwave Listening Winterfest in Culpsville, Pennsylvania this year. Hopefully someone will record some stuff from the fest for me. I'd like to share it with the audience over the next couple weeks. So, wow, what did we learn this week? Well, we learned that when pirate radio hits the popular media, authorities get nervous. We also learned that Twitter may be the new Google, and even if God likes your programming, you still need an FCC license. Wow, hey, that's it. We're out of here as always. Thanks for listening.
Boat Anchor Soft Glow.
to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.